This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1801. Have a heart-to-heart with Lindsay and Michelle. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this part two episode, get 6 body expressions that convey going from one place to the next in English. Listen in for ways to articulate your connection experiences today.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm happy to be on YouTube with you. We are on YouTube, guys. This podcast is being recorded both by audio and video. So if you prefer podcasting, listen to the audio. If you like video, come over on YouTube. Join our channel.
That is right. That is right. So, Lindsay, a couple of weeks ago on episode 1788, we did a really fun, kind of unique episode about this structure we were calling X to X, where we did like wall-to-wall carpeting, bumper-to-bumper, different things like that. And I mentioned that there would be a part two. Here we are, episode 1801. We're at part two.
We promised our listeners something, and we are delivering. We always deliver.
That yeah, is guys. Right.
But before we get into part two, Michelle, I just want to make sure our listeners know where they can take their fluency quiz. So guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/fluency score to take your fluency quiz. Okay. All right, Michelle, so we're getting into body parts and extending this idea of X to X. Guys, go back and listen to that old episode if you missed it, right?
Definitely. So this one is specifically, that one was, you know, many different things. And this one, mm-hmm. I realized that there was a theme of the body parts. And we may have done a couple of these, you know, just in passing on the show before. But I wanted to really focus on this pattern that I picked up on with these idioms. So we're going to focus and put these all in one place. And because we also did that 1788, this is a good one to work on. So, all right, so this is all dealing with the body. So this is, what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, so the first one is eye to eye. Right. So agree or disagree. I mean, this, yeah, I guess you could, in the negative, let's give a sample sentence, guys. So we don't see eye to eye on this topic. What does that mean, Michelle?
So we don't agree.
Yeah, we don't agree, right? Mm-hmm. Would you say you use that more in the negative or in the more positive sense without a negative?
Yeah, I think in general, it's used more in a negative sense in general, but I think you could use it both ways. Like, oh, we really see eye to eye on a lot of things. So we're very compatible.
Yeah, I would say. And it's always interesting. Like, for example, with your partner, you realize that you see eye to eye on certain things, right? And you say, oh, good thing we agree. Good thing we see eye to eye on that, right?
That's right. Especially in the important things.
Yes, that's huge. So seeing eye to eye. What else, Michelle?
All right. Well, the next one is with the cheeks, right? Cheek to cheek. Yeah. So this one makes me think of, there's like a song like Dancing Cheek to Cheek. Have you heard that?
Oh, so romantic.
Yes. Yeah. So, or it also makes me think of like how you might stand in a picture. Like, oh, we're like, let's get cheek to cheek. Right. So it's not necessarily like only for that song or being romantic, but it can also just be for like a position that you're standing in. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, especially a selfie. You see people, right? Someone has the phone out and you stick your cheek against the other person, and that's cheek to cheek. Right.
Right. Yeah. So cheek to cheek. Lindsay, do you take a lot of selfies?
Oh my God, no. Michelle, no.
Are you not a selfie girl?
Not really. I mean, if I have to film a video or something and there's no one around, I will do that. But I'm not really a selfie person, no, because I feel like I would go to a famous place and I maybe would lose myself and kind of do something wrong, like step in the wrong place or tumble down the hill or something trying to take a photo.
Well, there have been incidences of that.
There have been. I know. I try to avoid that. Yeah. So
yeah.
What about you?
I mean, not really so much of myself necessarily, but selfies with Dan, like just with the family. Sometimes it's just easier than asking someone to take a picture, but certainly it's better to get someone else to do it.
Well, it's been kind of interesting and kind of awkward during the global health crisis that we're all going through. The whole world is going through this. And so, if you're traveling at all, even within the U.S., it's been kind of awkward to say, hey, would you take a photo with my phone, or someone asks you and you don't really want to touch their phone and it's awkward. So,
yeah. Yes. I have been in, sometimes we'll do it, but like I have been in situations where, do you ever find yourself in that position where you're somewhere where it looks like you want a picture and then somebody is like, oh, do you want me to get that of you? And then you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, the whole thing can be a little bit awkward, but hopefully we're coming out of this soon here, so we'll be able to take more selfies and help people take photos more.
Yes, hoping for more selfies and more not selfies.
Exactly.
Yeah. So cheek to cheek. What's the next one, Lindsay?
So the next one is back to back.
Oh, we have one before.
Oh, face to face. Okay, we got a lot of good stuff here today. Yeah. So face to face means in person, and this is something that's happening less and less now. All right, here's a quote, guys. Zoom is okay, but I prefer seeing my coworkers face to face. Yes. And this is a whole debate. Michelle, when you teach, because I know you also taught in a school before, right?
Yeah.
Do you prefer to, in terms of, the learning and teaching students, would you rather be on Zoom or would you rather be in a school, a physical classroom?
I think for teaching, it's certainly there. It's much better to be in a physical classroom. Mm-hmm. But that said, in the beginning when everything started happening and I was switched to being online, I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to like develop those same relationships, get the same type of feel. But actually then I think everybody started getting used to it. And
yes,
I do think that there has been that it's been better. So I say that I think in general, everybody likes to be face to face with somebody, but
Of course.
I know at All Ears English, we meet students online and things like that. And I think that people have in all realms kind of adapted to this and found different ways to connect and make things good. What do you think?
It's true. I mean, it also, there is something to be said for if we've signed up for classes at a physical school, how often do we actually get to those classes, right? What do we have in front of us? We have traffic, we have the train, we have people on the street slowing us down, all these things we have to do. If we have our class from home, we can actually attend more often probably, and therefore, are we likely to get better? I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag, right? It just depends on your preference, but a little bit of both, I think, is good, Michelle, like a hybrid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a hybrid. So a mix, guys, that's a good word, a hybrid.
It's a good expression.
Like a mix of the two. I agree.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Yes. So, and then now we have back to back. So
yes,
this is very common. This basically means, well, it can be literally the positioning. You're back to back with someone, maybe actually in class. You might stand back to back for an exercise or something like that.
Uh-huh. Or I just want to hop in here, Michelle. All you guys have to do to know what that is, just go look at our podcast, because you and I are.
Oh, that's right.
On the podcast back to back. So that's exactly what that looks like. Back to back. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. But you can also use it if it's not in the physical sense. It's one after the other. So like, oh, Lindsay, can I call you later? I have back-to-back meetings right now.
Yeah, and that's obviously the more common one, especially these days, because no one is really standing back-to-back these days as much, right? So so it's more like the meetings are happening back-to-back for me more often.
right. Back-to-back, exactly.
Exactly. All right, next one, guys, is head-to-head. So one after the other. Yeah. Or sorry, against each other. So this weekend, I don't really follow football, but you know, people in my universe do watch a lot of football, and I guess this was a big football weekend because there's a lot of football on TV. So different teams going head to head. I don't know what happened, but it caused a big controversy. So,
oh, okay, yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, you know, just the intensity of football season in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So head to head. So you've heard that being like against each other, like the teams went head to head.
Went head to head, competed directly. And it may mean that they're rivals or this is a big game. They finally met each other, right? They're the top seeds and they finally come together, right?
Yeah. Do you think that this can be used for not sports? Like, oh, like if you're arguing with someone, like, oh, we went head to head. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I do think you could use it for that, like a debate team or something, mm-hmm. right? The mm-hmm. state champions went head to head. Sure. I think so. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think so too. And we're going to do one more. Lindsay, what is this one?
Okay, heart to heart. So this one is where you have a nice and a sincere talk with someone, right? Where you both open up, you both share.
Right.
Right? What's an example sentence, Michelle?
All right. After the argument, they had a heart to heart. Everything is better now.
Yeah. So they both maybe admitted that they were wrong or they apologized. It's kind of a breakthrough, a heart to heart, right? Would you say?
Right. Yes. Yeah, a heart to heart. And so it's always like this warm, fuzzy feeling. Maybe someone cries, maybe not.
right. Some kind of a breakthrough, exactly, where you get to a new place with the person, right?
Right. So heart to hearts are, I think they're it's always good to have a heart to heart.
Of course it is. Absolutely. And it's important sometimes, you know, we put our defenses up and it's good to just let them down and just be honest sometimes, mm-hmm. I think. So. Right.
Oh, for sure. So okay. Should we put it all together in a role play?
Let's do it, Michelle. Here we go. So we are coworkers in this case. So, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry Tracy didn't see eye to eye to us on the new plan.
Oh, sorry. That should be with us.
With us. I know. I read the two, but I thought, that doesn't sound right. So let me do that again for our listeners right, so you guys I'll don't get the sorry. Wrong idea. I'm sorry Tracy didn't see eye to eye with us on the new plan.
Yeah, it's too bad. Maybe she was stressed because of her back-to-back conference calls.
True. I know. She prefers to work face-to-face.
Yeah, it seemed like she went head-to-head with her client on that call.
Yeah, I was surprised. It's okay. I think they had a heart-to-heart and cleared it all up.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's get cheek-to-cheek and send a selfie to the team of our meeting.
Okay. That would be so weird if we used all those in one sentence, one conversation, as you guys know.
Sometimes we try and stick a bunch of them in one conversation and it seems, and no one would ever say them all in one place, but.
Yeah. But they're good examples. Yeah, they're good examples for sure. So first I said, guys, I'm sorry that Tracy didn't see eye to eye with us on the new plan. So what do we mean again, Michelle, when we say that? What did she do? What was her opinion?
She didn't agree with us.
Yeah, she wasn't on board, right?
No, no, no. And then I said maybe she was stressed because of her back-to-back conference calls. So maybe she's very busy. She has one conference call, then the next conference call. Maybe that's impacting how she makes her decisions.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I said, true. I know she prefers to work face to face. So maybe it's hard for her to be on Zoom all the time or Google Hangouts. And, you know, she wants to be in the office talking to people.
Right.
Right.
Right. And then I said, it seemed like she went head to head with the with our client on that call. So maybe she got in a little argument.
Not good. Not good. No. Right. Ooh, when it starts to come out with the client, then you got to check yourself, I guess.
Yes.
And then I said, it's OK. I think they had a heart to heart and cleared it all up. Right. So.
Yep. Exactly.
She got emotional. Yeah.
Exactly. And then I said, okay, let's get cheek to cheek and send a selfie to the team of our meeting.
You know, it's kind of, when we think about this back-to-back conference calls stuff, I've been hearing people really struggle. Some companies are so meeting heavy. Guys, I wonder if you guys are in a company where your company just has constant meetings. So how do you get work done, Michelle, if there's constant meetings? Because during the meeting, you're not actually doing any work. I bet our listeners struggle with that.
Yeah, that can be tough. I think, you know, sometimes businesses are known for having too many, you know, like just all the time. And I think we've done an episode a little bit about that.
Meetings.
And how, meetings in general. I think sometimes they're, you know, it's like almost you feel like you need to meet about the meeting. And
I know it's true. And that's why I think it's interesting. There was just an episode on the Wall Street Journal podcast about another company that went to a 4-day work week. So they cut out Fridays. And what they ended up doing was eliminating a lot of meetings and sending an email instead of those meetings. So I think a lot of companies, you know, we did interview an expert on this, Alex Sujong Kim Pang. We interviewed him last summer about this topic. Yeah. I think a lot of companies, as they scale back hours, they're going to scale back meetings too.
That will be interesting. Yeah. Anything to save time, like cut the fat, right? The things that aren't necessary, and then, you know, get people being more productive in shorter amounts of time. And then I think everybody's happy.
Yeah. That's kind of the name of the game for us this year is simplicity. Right, Michelle? I love it. We're going for simplicity. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today, Michelle? What do you think?
Okay. Well, this has been part two of a series on this kind of idiomatic structure that we've found. We were focusing on the body today. And guys, if you haven't already listened to the other episode, that was episode 1788 a few weeks ago. So this is something to something, right? The same thing to the same thing. But all of these are very useful and give you also kind of a good visual. So try them out in your conversations. That can be, you know, think if you can use them at work. Would you use them in your personal life? Talk about sports, whatever it is.
Yeah, I love the idea of bringing in different things you wouldn't expect into what you're saying, right? Most people wouldn't expect you to bring your heart into what you're saying. Or we do animal idiom episodes sometimes. I love it when we do that stuff. It's unexpected vocabulary words that you guys should use to bring yourself to that level of connection. All right, so go for it. Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, this was fun. Hopefully I'll see you face to face soon.
I know, I really hope so. That'd be great. All right, I'll talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.